Transgender Men Included in 150 Most Powerful Women of DC List. By Neil Munro on October 23, 2019. Two transgender men shouldered numerous elite women aside to win slots in a status ranking of 150 Most Powerful Women in Washington, D.C. The Washingtonian magazine's cover photo of elite women in D.C. included 13 women, and one man who took a competitive space. The visible space would otherwise have gone to a 14th woman, such as Stacey Corey Diaz, who earned her inside page place by opening a business and having a baby in the same year. The full list of 150 women and men also included another man who grabbed a ranking that could have been won by a woman who remains invisible because she did not make the 150-person list, which is published annually by the glossy Washingtonian magazine. The two men included in the women's list have their own accomplishments. One is Martine Rothblatt, who created the SiriusXM satellite radio business and launched a pharmaceutical company, United Therapeutics. The other is Alexandria Holder, a U.S. Air Force sergeant and linguist. But the two men's inclusion automatically means that two women get excluded. And it boosts the transgender ideology's claim that the two men become women merely because they say they are women, regardless of biology, physiology, and political preferences. The biological differences, and the matching political and cultural preferences, are denied by the transgender ideology. The ideology argues that the government should suppress any legal or civic recognition of the complementary differences between the two distinct sexes. The transgender movement has only one political purpose: to erase women from recognition in society, said Anshlavli Khoury, who heads the Eagle Forum. Transgender activists want to erase the recognition of women and their distinct views and needs by promoting the idea that men and women are interchangeable in every situation, she said. The displacement of women is easily seen in sports, she said. Men who could not win and have restyled themselves as women to get first place in athletic competitions, and the women who have worked hard in their athletic endeavors are no longer placed first, second, or third, she said. In politics, men declare themselves as women and pretend to speak for women on women's issues, she said. For those of us who are women, we're happy to speak out on issues. We don't need a man to speak on our issues. Men are also trying to change how women present themselves in society, she said, adding. The inclusion of men in the 150 Most Powerful Women list is a loss for women, Schlafly Corsi added. Women have spent decades trying to break the glass ceiling, and now there is a new ceiling of men masquerading as women, she said.